So the epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou would keep them from evil. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So as I mentioned, what a joyful occasion we have of First Holy Communion. I mean, obviously for the parents, what a great chance to celebrate Mother's Day, for you mothers especially, what a gift of the preparation that you make for your children, of trying to prepare them to receive our Lord for the very first time. But as a parish, it is also something for us. What a great occasion to see the children and their innocence coming to the communion rail for the very first time. And I mentioned as a priest, it is, one of the best moments we have of being able to give God to our children for the very first time. So it is something that we all celebrate in this fact that they receive him for the very first time. The preparation that you parents have made for your children, their teachers, in preparing them for this opportunity. It is a great grace for them, a great grace for the families, and a great grace for our parish. Because it also shows to us the proof of God's love, God's true love that he is willing to stay behind in a way for us, to help us in this world. And that is that true proof of our Lord uniting himself with us, coming to them for the very first time, but then also for us to recognize the fact of our Lord being present in us and is to make us holy. So always on First Holy Communion, I do try to speak to the First Holy Communicants. As I say, it is something that is a good reminder to us all. Because we had the chance for a little day of recollection yesterday in talking about how it does make us holy, coming into our soul. We have the life of God in us. And through that life of God, I told them it keeps building throughout when they receive sacraments. Every time they receive Holy Communion, every time they go to confession, all of that, the graces build in their soul. It builds and builds to help them to be holy and pleasing to God. It's the things that they study, the things that they go over, what does grace do for them? It makes their soul holy and pleasing to God. And so that is what they've been preparing for this great day. And so that is something, my dear children, to always try to keep in mind. Just this fact of the life of God in your soul. And we talked about staying away from mortal sin, saying no to God, turning your back completely to God. That you always want to be pleasing to him. To keep what you have today, this innocence, this purity, to keep that throughout your life. And that's why the communion prayer of today's Mass, this Mass after the Ascension, it talks about keeping them from evil. I mean, obviously that's in reference to all souls, helping to keep us from all evil. And that is the prayer that we make, obviously, for our children, to try to keep them from the evil of the world, that they always keep this purity and this innocence that they have as they approach for the very first time. And that is why then their prayers are so powerful, so pleasing to God, because of that innocence. So that is, for them, the desire that they have to have our Lord in them, to always want to be pleasing to Him. It's interesting to look at St. Dominic Savio, a child a little bit older than them, but he was one that always wanted to be pleasing to God. He consecrated his heart to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And as I say, with Mother's Day, we have our true mother in heaven watching over us, praying for us. And it's one of the things that St. Dominic Savio had said. He said, "Oh, would that I could gain all my friends and companions to God. How happy I would be then." And so you see this child, as I say, not much older than all of them, understanding and having that true desire to bring his friends to God. And what a wonderful, we can say, intention that he had. Obviously, we know that St. Dominic Savio, he died early in life, but it wasn't without making this mark on other souls, of them seeing what a good soul he was, and that having that true desire, trying to help his friends in that way, the true understanding of a friend, one that will try to help someone get to heaven. So as I say to your children, you have this example of a child too, who understanding that, tried to bring his friends to God. And that should be something as a good reminder to us all. But also St. Dominic had two resolutions. He said, "My friends shall henceforth be Jesus and Mary." So he knew those were his true friends. Ones that would look out for him, that our Lord would come to him, be in him. And then also, obviously, the Blessed Virgin Mary, a true mother to him. That's why, children, you have this great opportunity to offer to your mother your first Holy Communion on this Mother's Day, in recognition for what she has given to you, but then also remembering our Blessed Virgin Mother. I encourage all of the children, at least before leaving today, at least to say a quick prayer and a thanksgiving to Our Lady, to ask for that help throughout their lives, to follow then these words that we have in the communion prayer of today, yes, to try to keep them from all evil, to try to protect them and help them, because we look at the world around us. So definitely we need those graces and those prayers to protect them. But then not only that, but then St. Dominic also, his second resolution, he said, "Death rather than sin." Here you have this child understands completely that he wants to be pleasing to God. So as I say, here we have a child that wants to be pleasing to God. You children, you have that opportunity of how pleasing that you are to Almighty God coming for the first time. You've been prepared well. You all did well in the testing of it. You understand. And so now you have this chance to receive Him for the first time. What a blessing. What a blessing for you. So do remember how special your prayers are. It has been said, many spiritual authors say that what a child asks in their first Holy Communion, God will always grant. And we just, a few Sundays ago, we had just ask and you shall receive, knock and it shall be opened to you. That true sense of that. So children, think about that. Obviously, thank your parents. Pray for your parents, for all that they have sacrificed and given to you. For your families, the church, as I say, our Holy Father. I always have to say that you have to pray for your priest who gives you your first Holy Communion. That's the only reason that we can get by in life. The prayers of the innocent children. And so do remember that. I still remember the priest who gave my first Holy Communion. And I'm a lot older than you are. So I'm sure you will remember me, I hope. I will definitely pray for you. I mean, that's the one thing as a priest. The souls that you give the sacraments to, you have that special bond to them. So yes, you pray for your dear children. The dear children that you have, to try to help spiritually get to heaven. So your prayers are very important, very pleasing to God. And so you have this great opportunity, as I say, to especially thank your parents for what they've done for you. They brought you to this step. In a sense, they bring you to the communion rail as maybe when you were born, you were consecrated to Our Lady at the altar. They bring you to that point. And so they have brought you then to this great point of receiving God for the very first time so that you will have the life of God in your soul. That's a tremendous grace. It's a great opportunity that you've been preparing for this year. As I say, you parents and their teachers have done a great job in helping them to this point. And so once then they have this opportunity to receive Almighty God for the very first time, then we must all pray for them to stay faithful to that. To stay faithful to that purity and that innocence that they have today throughout their lives. As I say, for us to pray that communion prayer with a great fervor, a great desire and a zeal that, yes, we're kept from the evils of this world. That we have this great opportunity to pray for our children. That's why I say, at the very least, to go downstairs to congratulate them for this day and congratulate their parents. And I, as I say, definitely I will go down there for a few minutes at least before having to go to Fort Collins. We have First Holy Communion too. And so do let us take this opportunity to pray for these souls especially, but for all of us, to recognize and to realize how important Holy Communion is for us, of how much it means to our souls. And as I told the children, yes, it builds and it builds and it builds when you receive the sacraments worthily. And how for all of us, that's what we all want to try to do, to be pleasing to God, to build our spiritual life. And so, yes, I say it's always a great reminder to us, a great reminder to us of seeing the children, that zeal, that desire that they have to receive God for the very first time. Hopefully it encourages us all to make sure that we go through the same desire and process to receive our Lord. That never becomes just routine for us. We prepare ourselves well, and we thank God afterward. And that's what's important for us. That is how we will stay away from the evils of this world. Because we have prepared ourselves well for that. And then we thank Almighty God, and as I say, the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she is so instrumental in helping us. And so that's why at the end of Mass, we will enroll them in the brown scapular too. Another protection for them. Another means to help them to get to heaven. So at the very end of Mass, after the last gospel, we'll enroll them, and then we'll process outside with them to take pictures. Thanks be to God, we had a great day today. God is blessing us for this joyous occasion. So again, you parents are definitely welcome to come out to take pictures of your children as a group, individually, however you want to do. Because it is something special for them to always remember. And it is something special that they should celebrate every year. I told them yesterday they should celebrate, obviously, their birthday, their baptismal day, when they're brought into the church, and now their First Holy Communion. These are important milestones in their life. So we always remember this day, May 12th. Remember how important it is for you, because you are receiving God. You are having the life of God in your soul. So dear children, definitely you will be a special intention in my Mass today, praying for you, offering for you to become saints, that through this first receiving of Holy Communion, that it will carry you throughout your life to become little saints. Saints for Almighty God, and like St. Dominic Savio, always wanting to be pleasing to God and help your friends to be pleasing to God, and knowing your real friends are our Lord and our Lady. And so I will leave you with the intro to the Mass, because I think it illustrates what these children are attempting to do by receiving their First Holy Communion. Hear my cry, O Lord, for I am calling you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.